Do you love Yankee baseball? If so, this is the show for you. Welcome to Pinstripe Talk with your host, Nick Delahanty. Welcome to another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. I wasn't expecting to do a podcast this weekend due to the holiday. However, big news out of Yankee camp. Very bad news for the Yankees. Aaron Judge, the latest Yankee to go down. He suffers an oblique injury, leaves the game on Saturday. He is forced ahead to the injured list. Thairo Estrada has been recalled to take Judge's spot on the roster. On this episode, we'll break down the Judge injury, we'll take a look into Saturday's game, we'll also talk about the significance of the injury, what it means for the Yankees long term. We'll also give you some updates on some other key Yankees who have some injury updates on possible returns. Hopefully, the Yankees get some reinforcements back in the near future. In case you already don't follow us, find us on social media. Find us on Twitter at PinstripeTalkND. You can find my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Also, find us on Facebook. Give our new Facebook page a like. You can find that page by searching Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Make sure you hit up that page. A lot of good content being shown on there as well. As always, find us on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, Simplecast. There are plenty of outlets for you to listen to our show. We hope that you take some time to join in on our conversation. Feel free to send us some emails with your thoughts, pinstripetalk@gmail.com. Saturday's game looked like it was going to be one of those games that the stress level wasn't going to be high. The Yankees got out to an early lead. It looked like everything was going to be great. Masahiro Tanaka looked really good on the mound. And then the bottom half of the sixth inning happened. Aaron Judge hits a single to right field and basically walks over to first base in tons of pain. He gets to first. The Yankees training staff comes out, Aaron Boone comes out to check on him, and right away, Judge comes out of the game, walks into the dugout. You can tell the frustration. You can hear some very vulgar things that Judge said on his way to the clubhouse, and right there and then, Yankee fans held their breath because the star player now is down for the count. One thing to note with Judge's injury, it is very possible that Judge aggravated the injury or the injury occurred earlier in the ballgame. Back in the first inning, Judge hits a home run. If you go on Twitter, look up Eric Hubbs, at Barstool Hubbs, tweeted out a GIF. You can see, as Judge rounds second base, he has a grimace on his face. Did he hurt himself on his home run swing and then try to stay in the lineup? Knowing how Judge is, and knowing how tough of an individual he is, it's very possible that Judge said to himself, you know what, I can play through this. The team needs me. We have a lot of guys down right now, and I'm going to battle through. However, Judge takes that swing in the sixth inning, and you could tell right away that the pain is there and that it is a cause of concern for the Yankees. The Yankees announced before today's game that Judge will go on the injured list, and according to Aaron Boone, he called it a pretty significant strain of the oblique. There's no timetable for Judge. It appears that they're going to reevaluate him in 2 weeks, but Aaron Boone makes it seem like he'll be out for a while. My expectation, you're probably looking at close to a month without Aaron Judge. And that's a big blow for the Yankees right now. With all the guys they have sidelined, he's really the one guy that you really couldn't afford to lose. You could feel the energy just deflate when he left the game. Everything changed. The approach, Yankee Stadium sounded silent. I'm sure it wasn't. But from watching on television, you probably could hear a pin drop. It was a shocking situation for Yankee fans who have gone through a lot. You know, Didi Gregorius, Giancarlo Stanton, Jordan Montgomery, Luis Severino, Dellin Betances, just to name a few. All these guys right now are not helping the big league club. If you look at the Yankees injured list, their lineup, I'm talking about the injured list, could probably win 100 games. that goes to show you just how much talent the Yankees are missing right now. And losing Judge is more than just what he gives you on the field, because we know how good he is on the field and what he does on an everyday basis to help this team win games. Judge is a clubhouse leader. Judge is a guy that a lot of people feel will eventually be a captain in New York. He's quickly taking over the franchise as that franchise guy. And he's the guy that, if you watch Yankee games, you are definitely stopping what you're doing to watch his at-bat. Or when the ball's hit to him, you are keeping a close eye to see what he is capable of doing. You know, a great arm in the outfield, good defensively, just seems to do everything right. And he's quickly becoming a fan favorite. And it's a guy that you need in your clubhouse and in your lineup on an everyday basis. So for the time being, we keep saying this next man up approach, and it's going to have to hold true. The Yankees are going to have to adopt that next man up approach for yet another one of their wounded soldiers. Right now you have Mike Tauchman, Clint Frazier, and Brett Gardner in the outfield. The Yankees are going to need them to produce. Same like Gio Urshela at third base. You know, Gleyber Torres having to move over to shortstop. Nobody expected him to play this much at short. Everybody was expecting him to be the everyday second baseman for the most part. You know, you're looking at guys who are going to have to fill the void for the time being. Yes, reinforcements are hopefully on the way. We'll get more into that in a couple of minutes. But for the time being, the guys who are on the field are going to have to make the most of their opportunity. Guys like Clint Frazier, a guy who's really hitting the cover off the ball, is really doing a nice job. He's going to get an extended look in this lineup. He's going to be in the lineup every day because this Yankee team needs him. Want to prove you belong in the big leagues? Well, here's your chance. And so far, he's really made the most of that opportunity. Tauchman, another guy the Yankees like. There's belief that the Yankees found the little Luke Voit in him. Has shown a little pop over the last couple of games. Hit a couple of home runs. Really has been productive for this Yankee team. He'll get an extended look. The Yankees are going to have to rely on Brett Gardner, a guy that a lot of people didn't like the contract they signed him to. But Gardner has been one of the more durable Yankees thus far, knock on wood. 5 home runs already for Gardy. Yes, he's not a guy who's going to hit for much power, but he's going to have to produce in this lineup. He's going to have to step up as that leader in the clubhouse. He's great for this clubhouse, and I'm sure that he's going to help these young guys through it. Tyler Wade, we talk about him all the time. A guy who was not happy with his demotion after spring training, and rightly so, had a great spring. He's going to play almost on an everyday basis. They're going to find ways to utilize him in the lineup. Like Frazier. You want to prove you belong? Here's your chance. Yes, of course. Injuries are the worst. They are a terrible part of the game. Even for teams that aren't the Yankees, when you see a top guy or anybody go down, you feel for them. You feel for that player. Look at the Mets with Jacob deGrom. When his elbow started giving him issues, fans around the game were upset because a lot of people tune in to watch Jacob deGrom on every fifth day. He's a guy that attracts fans. Same with Aaron Judge. He is a guy that is well-liked around the game. Yeah, Boston might not like him because it's the rivalry, but fans around the game respect him and want to see what he is capable of. He, in my eyes, is a unicorn of the game. You are not getting that size and that talent from many people. The only player that can really compare to him in my eyes is Giancarlo Stanton, and that's his teammate. So the Yankees need Judge to get healthy, but for the time being, everybody's going to have to step up, and it's very doable. For a team that has World Series aspirations, this is a challenge that I think that they are willing to accept. Yes, you hate to see injuries. You hate to see guys go down, especially your key guys. But for a team with a lot of depth and for a team with a lot of talent, they are going to do their best to tread water until everybody comes back. And that's all you really can do. The schedule doesn't get easier. Nobody's going to feel bad for you. But the guys in the everyday lineup and the guys who are on the mound need to go out there with that mentality of, this is what we got, and this is what we have to work with to win games. It will be interesting to see if this team could continue to do that, because at this point, it looked like the momentum was shifting in their favor. You had the 2-game sweep over the Red Sox. It just seemed like the momentum was building for this team. So hopefully they can continue to do it, and hopefully the guys who are thrown into the everyday lineup continue to step up and produce. Although the Judge injury update is not what we want or not what we want to hear, there are some good progressions in terms of injury rehab updates regarding some other Yankees that are currently on the injured list. Let's start with Aaron Hicks. Aaron Hicks is building towards a rehab assignment, and Boone says that he's not far off. So let's put this into perspective. Say Hicks can get into a rehab assignment within the next week to 2 weeks. You're looking at a possible return at the beginning of May, which wouldn't be a bad thing, especially given Hicks is a great bat to add to the lineup. If you could bring Hicks back healthy, you slide him back in center field, which allows Gardner to play left, and then you rotate between Tauchman and Frazier, and you have some options you could work with. So Hicks is a big piece that could definitely help as the Yankees try to get through the Aaron Judge and Stanton injuries. And again, you might see Stanton back sometime in the beginning or middle of May as well. Stanton is doing well, according to reports, and that he could move fast toward a recovery. So you're looking at those two guys who are getting closer to returning. Then the news we broke the other day about Gary Sanchez. It looks like Sanchez is going to return to the lineup on Wednesday if all goes well. He'll play in a rehab game in the minor leagues on Monday. He'll join the Yankees on their road trip on the West Coast on Wednesday. Hopefully all goes well. That's another big bat that the Yankees could utilize, especially given the fact that they're missing so many key pieces. Guys like Troy Tulowitzki and Miguel Andujar are also heading to Tampa Bay for their rehab. It's unknown how far they are off. The Yankees are toying with the idea of possibly having Andujar play a little first or DHing, depending on how his shoulder holds up. It's going to be interesting to see how Andujar is used, if he is able to come back, because if the Yankees don't feel confident he could play third, the Yankees might have to keep him at DH, which would throw Giancarlo Stanton into an everyday left field role, which is something I don't think the Yankees would really like to see themselves do, but they might be forced into doing so. And of course, Troy Tulowitzki, you know, is a guy that continues to get injured, very injury prone. A lot of people weren't expecting much out of Tulo, but he's a guy that really could help this team because then it gives you options. Tulowitzki is not a guy who's going to play 7 days a week. But if he can play 3 to 4 games a week and allow Gleyber Torres to play a couple of games a second a week, I think it helps this team a lot. Gleyber's looked good at short, don't get me wrong. But I think that setting Gleyber at one position would definitely benefit him. And you see the confidence now as he's getting more comfortable at short. So Tulo, he's probably a bit off. I wouldn't really give you a timetable on Tulo, given his injury history and his age. But if the Yankees could get him back into the lineup at some point in the near future, it could definitely benefit their everyday roster and give them options, especially for Aaron Boone, who we know can mix and match given what the Yankees currently have on the 25-man roster. And the last injury update I have for you today is a laugher. Jacoby Ellsbury had some things, quote-unquote, pop up in his rehab in Tampa that hasn't allowed him to get into baseball activities, according to Aaron Boone. When I saw this, I kind of laughed. I think at this point the Yankees are paying him to stay away from the team. Hopefully that he takes the injury bug with him. He's just a guy that the contract has not worked out, and the injury bug continues to bother him. And at this point, I would be surprised if we see Jacoby Ellsbury in a Yankee uniform again. Just, you cannot buy any stock into him returning to the lineup. And it's sad because this was a guy that was an MVP type of player when he was with the Red Sox and showed signs of being really good early in his Yankee career. But the injuries derailed him. He's a guy that I feel Yankee fans would rather him stay away from the club because, let's face it, a guy who hasn't played in ages, what is he going to do for this Yankee team? Yeah, it would be nice to have him given the injury situation, but right now, Ellsbury definitely isn't an option for the Yankees and wouldn't be a logical solution to the Yankees' problems right now with the roster. So, Yankee fans, before we end today's show, I want to answer one question. That question is it time to panic? I would say no. And here's my reason why. The Yankees are playing about 500 ball right now. We're early in the season. We're only 20 games in. There are still 142 games left to be played this year. That's a lot of baseball. And yes, the injury bug stinks. It is the absolute worst. The Yankees keep getting hit with it. And it's sad because you hope that eventually the injury bug goes somewhere else. But for the time being, I think the Yankees are fine. Is it time to worry? Yeah, I would worry. I would be a little concerned, especially given that the Yankees haven't been able to keep guys healthy on the field. But is it time to panic? Absolutely not. I think everybody needs to take a deep breath, hope the best for Judge's injury, hope it only sidelines him for a minimal time, and in the time being, hopefully, the Yankees get some of their reinforcements back. By the time Judge comes back, it's very possible that Hicks, Stanton, Sanchez, possibly even Andujar, are all back. So it'll be like that mid-season acquisition type of deal when the Yankees are getting these guys back. The main thing is they have to keep up in the division until they get healthy. And that's going to be the tricky part. Can these quote-unquote replacement players, the guys who are filling in, continue to produce at a high level to win games? Let's face it, the Yankees have a lot of talent. For a lot of these guys that are replacement players, they could possibly be starters on other teams or be valuable players for other teams. So let's see what the depth can do. Let's see if the Yankees can get healthy, and let's see in the process if they can get hot and win some ball games. I wouldn't panic. The stretch of games coming up on the West Coast is tough, but I think that this Yankee team has enough to continue to win games at a high level. And hopefully by August, we're sitting here talking and the Yankees have their everyday lineup out and the pitching staff is healthy and they're competing for the AL East division. But until then, we just have to take a deep breath, relax, and worry about what we can control. And that is today. Yankees can only worry about today. Worry about tomorrow later. Win the games today and focus on your opponent ahead. The injury bug will heal itself eventually. But until then, this is a battle test for this team, and I think that the Yankees have to accept this challenge and go for it. You want to win the World Series? Here's your first challenge. Challenges come along the way. Let's see how this team handles them. That's going to end it for our show for today. Thank you for tuning in, especially on a holiday weekend. We appreciate all the support that you continue to give our show. Find us on Twitter at PinstripeTalkND, my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Find us on our new Facebook page, Pinstripe Talk Podcast. We love talking Yankees baseball. We hope that you join in on the conversation. If you're an Apple Podcast listener, please subscribe, rate, and review the show. All feedback is appreciated. If you're not an Apple person, you can find us on Spotify, Radio Public, Simplecast, Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio, Breaker. You name it, our podcast is there available for you. Take some time listening in. Send us some emails, pinstripetalk@gmail.com. To comment on what you heard on our show. A lot of exciting things happening on the show. We've been expanding our show over the past couple of weeks and are excited to see where it takes us. And we hope that you stay along for the ride. As always, let's go Yankees. Yankee fans, breathe, relax. It will all be okay in the end. Stick together. And let's hope the Yankees continue to build on the momentum that they were building on before the Judge injury. Until next time, this is the Pinstripe Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. Thanks for listening.